Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy day, and welcome to our show, The Violet Phoenix. I'm your host today, Alana Kay, and I have a special guest today, and hopefully she'll stay with me for a long, long time. We're already doing YouTube Live together, and we had a really good time. We're going to be doing that once a week, and her name is Kimmy Lovely, and I'll let her introduce herself in a little bit, but I just wanted to mention about what we're doing on our show and also tell you about the YouTube Live. That is Violet Phoenix. There's a few different Violet Phoenixes, but you should be able to find us because it has the logo, the Violet logo with the Phoenix rising in the middle of the angel wings. So, you have the archives of this show that you can listen to. And you can, so if you missed the show or if you want to rehear what your reading was, because we're going to buzz right through them, so like we won't have a lot of time to elaborate or repeat things, and you can listen to the archive. So click on follow so that you can get notifications when we set up shows. We have had to take a break. It was crazy here on Maui for a while. I think a lot of people know about that, about the big fire, and it really threw people off here, and it was really heartbreaking for everybody, even if we weren't involved in the fire. So we're feeling kind of back in the groove and back to normal, so we wanted to reach out and help people, and we are doing quick readings, so try to be prepared, kind of like if you're at a fork in a road, and we'll do some, like, messages from spirit. We'll do different themes, and I always say, I'd like to do a one-hour show, but if I can find a co-host that'll stay with me for the duration, I'll get back to a one-hour show, and we can do longer readings. So in the meantime, what we're doing is trying to help you live your best life, and the way to do that is to align with your authentic self, and a lot of people have a lot of things in the way, family and societal influences, personality traits that we were born with, and how we've interfaced with life. And the older we get, the more kind of clogged up that inner signal gets. So our readings are, you know, geared to, there's just both Kimmy and I can do all different kinds of readings. But we just reach the spirit and ask what is the best thing that this person needs to hear today. You know, it takes a lot of work. So we'll just help you with what's like the most important thing to unlock today. And I'm going to let Kim, that was a little longer than usual introduction, but I wanted to make sure people know about the YouTube Live because we really want to grow that channel on YouTube. So I'm going to let Kimmy introduce herself. Kimmy, go ahead. I have to put her microphone on. I'm so sorry. I said I was going to make your authentic mic live right away, and I forgot. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Oh, okay. No, that's the authenticity of being on a live show. So that's unfiltered at its finest. So my name's Kimmy.
A lot of Kay unfiltered.
Yeah. I'm so thankful to be able to work alongside you. And Alana, you're just so insightful about a lot of things about life. And I just want to really thank you and much gratitude for that, because it's just it's unlocked me on my life journey, and it just gives me more confidence, which then again, it's like this show is all about, for this topic, is authenticity. Sometimes it correlates with the, having insecurities and overcoming that insecurity, as well as the conditioning as adaptation with how life goes. It's, I guess we'll talk about that. And if we don't cover that, then maybe another day on the show we can have topics
to
help condition that.
Hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Special
topic. We do intend to have special topics that we'll talk about. Today it's about authenticity and grounding and breathing, mainly.
So right as I'm taking this phone call, I'm multitasking. So I feel like I'm almost like a HIIT Pilates but / yoga therapist, and I'm doing a yoga stance as I'm taking this call. So multitasking at its finest as well. But the importance of grounding and breath work into it. So the people that we came across with on the YouTube that we did last Thursday, I thought it was very successful. And it was a lot of people who were opening up or spiritually curious or, are in that fork in the road like you spoke with, you spoke about just a little while ago. And it was pretty good. But, we mentioned this on a side conversation of the importance of the conditioning, which is the breath work and practicing that. Is there any examples that we can share with the audience, I guess?
Well, what I wanted to say is I'll tell you real quick what my practice is, and then you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's not some fancy ritual where you have to sit a certain way or breathe a certain way. I always like to first point out that breathing is, your breath is your soul as it manifests on the physical plane. So what we're trying to do is bridge the etheric with the physical. Most people are experienced just in the matrix, but there really is a whole spiritual world that's being born right now, and that's born through our authenticity. But it begins with our breath, and I can't emphasize that enough. There are a lot of YouTube videos about breathing, but all I have to say is that just take loving, gentle, cleansing breaths in, and then you'll also know it'll trigger like what needs to be cleared in you. If it feels uncomfortable, it's bumping up against something, and I want to do a whole class on that. I was doing that when I went to Milwaukee a few years ago, and I thought it was really successful to help people use their breath to identify what's lodged in their energy. But whatever is in your energy is going to go out into the day, so it's about intention. So we're going to try to help each one of our callers set the best intentions for themselves. We'll try to tune into what you're basically centered in now, and if you need help with centering better or what you're shooting off into the day, because whatever, like I say in the show description, we're creating the next moment with the current moment, and that's all about being in the moment, but knowing what it is we're sending out. So that, I just said this the other day, I think I'll figure out a better way to say it, then we're going to get into readings. You want to happen to your day, not have your day happen to you. And in order to get that, to work, you have to know how to set yourself up in the morning. For me, it's grounding. I go to the beach. I have the advantage of having that, but you can stand on the grass, whatever it is in nature, barefoot. There's a lot of YouTube videos on grounding. So you want to ground and connect because everything is electromagnetic. You want your soul to be lodged, planted. You want to have all of you collected in the moment. When you're thinking about all of this stuff and multitasking and going into the future and the past in your mind, your energy is scattered all over, and then you're just going to have chaos. If you want to have your day to be centered around your authentic path, you have to learn how to bring it all in, ground and center. And I know my daughter, my oldest daughter, does that. I'm trying to get my youngest daughter to do that. I'm not sure how she's doing with that. But sorry, we talked a lot more than I usually do. I don't want to use up all the time, but it is important to understand what we're doing here. I'm going to be taking the calls random. I used to take an order. I'm going to try a show where it's somewhat random. I'm going to let Spirit guide me. I have a real quick one here. Remembering that we're going to stick to about 5 minutes on the readings, I have one here that I knew ahead of time that this person wanted to talk to Kimmy, and I'm going to connect her now. This should be, let me just make sure.
Is it okay to pull tarot cards too? Or?
Yeah. Is this Mari?
It's okay.
Is Mari here?
Yeah.
Hi, Mari. How are you today? Happy Sunday.
I can't like talk to Kimmy. She can
talk
to
Kimmy.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, okay. I hear you. Hi. Okay. Thank you for asking for me for the question. What can I help you with today?
My old cat just passed away a couple days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. It must be very emotional for you, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You miss the kitty cat, and I do speak with animals as well. So let me see if I could bring him in. And this is Peaches.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. There is some sort of way. I do see that Peaches is going to going with your grandma right now, but then also going to your house. And there's whenever you want to honor a spirit and you miss him, the missing part, it's a she, yes? She? Yeah. Okay, so what you can do is on the ground, put like a little napkin and maybe put it outside and put like a little bowl of water and a little bit of food. And then just say that you, this is an offering for the spirit of Peaches. And it'll nourish the connectivity so you can have that connection a little bit more stronger. But I'm seeing a cat kind of paw at you right now. And I don't know if that's an intuitive read. Let's see. Yeah. Do you have a pink scarf or like a red scarf or something like that? It might be a ribbon.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So, yeah, you're pretty young too, huh? I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see an inner child of yours, and I see a crying. I see you crying, and you know what? It's healthy to cry, sweetie. Do you practice your breath work? Are you, you know how to do that?
I used to a lot, but kind of grew out of it.
Oh, we can never grow out of it. We just have to reignite that flame.
Yeah.
So I do see extra credit. So when I say extra credit, it's usually a really possible connection for the spirit of whoever you're trying to channel. So for Peaches, I see that you're holding with your right hand, put it on your abdominal, and then on your left, you hold your heart, close your eyes, and just breathe in, even if it was like a three count of, you know, one, inhale all good intention, exhale anything that doesn't serve you, your stress in the day. I'll tell you right now, I see Peaches circling around you with a little, if they had thumbs, it would be a thumb up. I could see a paw print, like a signature.
Oh.
I get what
you're
saying.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to move to the next call. That was beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much for saying that. But what I'm getting from that too is that Peaches is trying to communicate with her and soothe her to let her know that she's still there in spirit. Our animal spirits, this is what I've learned by being a medium, is our animal spirits stay with us throughout all of our life and all of our lifetimes. And that's why we feel so close to them. And they are always there. And I guess what Kimmy was trying to lead you to is to understand how to communicate with her, because she's apparently trying to communicate with you. And I know you have other pets, and you will have other pets. But in the meantime, yeah, the mourning period, but it helps bring you closer to learning how to have that communication. So good luck with that. Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Aloha. So you put your mic off. Okay. So I'm keeping Kimmy's mic live, and then I'm going to go to the 414 area code. And it's going on. And hi, 414, you're on the air. What can we work, what do you think we could focus on for you today?
Hello, thank you guys for taking my call. You can focus on career, work-wise, because I'm in a nice career now, but I'm looking to get more money. So, sorry about the outside element.
Okay, I'm going to...
Hang on,
Kimmy. I want to ask her to talk a little bit more because I'm just tuning into her higher self. Caller, can you talk just a little bit more so I can?
Yes. Currently, what I do for a living, I work with the homeless population. I'm over program, so I'm a program director, and I'm looking to move up the scale. I hope with the company, but I'm looking to get, because my experience, I'm looking to get a job that pays at least between $20,000 and $30,000 more. Again, I love what I do.
I got some stuff for you. I guess we're going to double team. I'll just throw it out real quick right away. Is that I'm getting that I believe you've learned a lot of your life skills and a lot of like what your strengths are and what you've working for other people. And I believe that in order for you to move up as far as really using your skills and making more money, you would need to go into self-employment and or at least be an independent contractor, not an employee, but that's what I'm picking up for you.
Oh, nice insight. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was the name?
Oh, it's Felicia. It's Felicia.
Felicia. Oh, thank you for that. Oh, okay. Did you have any more to add on that, Alana? I'm sorry.
That's pretty
connection
good, unless she wants me to mention what her strengths are.
She's
really strong leadership. You have a deep heart. You have a huge mind. You have... you're really solidly connected to spirit, very strong. And, you know, that's your strength. I feel like you're very unwavering in, you know, when you're centered and you know when you're getting information that's valid or insights, and you're very strong in staying there and not letting anything throw you off. So that's what I'm seeing as your strength. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Pass
it on to Kimmy.
Okay, so I did a really cool shuffle. I wish I could show it because I'm really proud of it. So they're saying that. Thank you guys as well. For Felicia, you have such a caring heart, and if you could read this card, it's love is all around you. There's love everywhere all the time. Simply acknowledge this as truth. I do see a potential. If you said something that maybe potentially between 3 to 6 months. There'd be an opportunity within the place you work at. But the question is, I want to ask you, do you have a family to take care of? Do you have a significant other that you need to spend time with? Because those cards pulled up.
Well, I have a husband. We're together, and then we have our grandkids that's in a different state. So I, unless my husband gets sick, God forbid, but yes, I don't have any besides him and I right now.
I see. So they're saying, okay, so there's one card that says actions speak loudly to say your truth if you want to buy time. There's pressure of definitely in two separate cards in two different piles, and the only real thing is love. I feel like you are just realizing that you don't want to work as hard, but you want to get compensated for the work that you do. Is that something that sounds right?
That's true. And enjoy what I do,
though.
Right.
Yeah, I have this beautiful card. It says to heal the past hurts, self-worth, and sense of security. There is, I would say, definitely start looking. Start looking, and it looks very promising, but whatever that they offer, don't be scared. Have the confidence. And also, I put together the cards. Yeah, you're probably going to find something really good along the way. Just make sure you balance out the spirituality along with your husband and your family. And
I will.
Okay.
Cool. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I hope that helps. Okay.
It has.
Don't forget to follow and check us out every Sunday or whenever we set up the show. Thanks for calling in.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Cool. Yeah. She's definitely a solid. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next one. And this is the 215 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What can I look at for you?
I tend to feel tired probably every day, and I look tired
mm-hmm.
too, and I'm wondering how to help shake that off.
Okay, let me see. I need to hear your voice a little bit more.
So I think I've been kind of tired for the last couple years. I've gone through a lot of stuff, and I'm stabilizing now, but
okay.
I don't know. I mean,
I guess I should
meditate more. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you know, and you can call it whatever you want to call it, but what I picked up right away was the reason is you're not living your authentic life yet. You're going to find out that when you open up your heart and start giving it permission to flourish and be your main focus, and we can go there a little bit, but I'm just trying to give you the mechanics of it, you're going to feel your energy coming back in. And what you can do to test and see if my theory is correct or how it works for you is do a heart-based activity that has nothing to do with success in the world or anything, childlike, whether it be dancing, singing, watching a fun movie, just going to the park or something, and then see how your energy shifts and you start to feel energy. That's going to validate what I'm trying to tell you. So in getting to your authentic life, I feel like what you're doing is almost like a I don't know what to call it. It's almost like a copy of what your real life should be, but it's really, and I'm seeing it has something to do with the people that you're, I'm giving you a lot of information to this again. It has something to do with the people you're involved with they aren't grounded either, and then so that's draining you because it's only our heart energy and our authentic self and our connection to spirit that gives us energy, and that hasn't been taught in school. And a lot of people don't necessarily teach that in spiritual teachings either. And both, I think Kimmy mentioned this to me already in conversations, but I had it happen to me in my early 30s, is I wasn't living my authentic life. And when I opened up to it, all my energy came back. I thought I had chronic fatigue when I was 34. And all my energy, I had so much energy because I had to shift to honoring the heart. So maybe let's see what Kimmy has to say. Like I said, I'm keeping simple. I think you can think about the things we said, and maybe you'll start to get some insights from your own higher self. But that's what I got, and I'm going to pass this on to Kimmy.
Yeah, so what's interesting, I see in one card, but there was four cards that pulled my attention. And the interesting thing said that your authenticity of yourself, the first card was back to what you love, reevaluate your desires. I do have a holistic remedy that is a suggestion. You don't have to. Are you drinking coffee, or what kind of caffeine are you having? Or do you have caffeine?
I don't. I mean, I drink tea, okay. But it doesn't have caffeine and the water. That's it.
Okay. So with that being said, there is something that's saying birds of a feather flock together. So it's kind of piggybacking on what Alana says with confirmation. Loving who you are. Are you seeing someone too?
No, not yet.
No? Okay. Maybe that's a little bit future. Let me put that card back up. the only thing that is real is love. Okay. So I do hear the sign. If it's a scientific kind of diagnosis, they want to say epilepsy, and I don't want to categorize something like that or stamp it like that. Breath work, I do see if you do your hands, as if you get your four fingers and you pull back your hand, your wrist, it should give you more oxygen. And by doing that, maybe for a week, for maybe 5 minutes a night, start doing that with your feet. You should be able to so it's not exceeding over 8 hours of sleep, or like you're taking more than a couple hour naps at a time. And also pandan, if you can get your hands on pandan and steam it with water, that might be a solution to help you cleanse out something. It needs to have oxygen with your heart and your brain to align within the soul.
Yeah.
But
I agree. Yeah, that's definitely there. So when you said the thing, wrapping it back to the beginning, the meditation part was your brain telling you meditate, meaning going within, which requires taking those soft, gentle, loving breaths into your body. And that'll give you more energy, too, if you can focus inward and on your breath. But like Kimmy was saying, the cards are saying, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, just my question about the career stuff, because I've been moving more toward what I really love, and it has to do with this whole awakening that's going on, you know, what's related to what happened in Hawaii and all of that happening everywhere, really. But so that's what's been in my heart. So I feel like I am getting back
that's
aligned with what I really love.
I gotcha. See, this is where we have a lot of practice being really fine-tuned with what we pick up in the subtle energies. And that's what I picked up is there's a difference, even though it's like a copy of what your life should be. It's kind of hard to explain this, but I think maybe other people can learn something from this. You can have a picture of what you believe you're going to do, and you need to learn you're projecting with your mind and what you're projecting with your heart. And they can be very similar. Some people, they're very different. People can be very polarized. But some people, their mental version of their life is very close to the soul's version of their life, and it's so close that it's hard to know that it's still not in tune with the higher self. So what I'm saying is that I'm just here to assist you to see that, because I don't think you'd be able to see that because it's so close, what you've been going for, like I said earlier. So what you want to do is just forget all that, just kind of neutralize it, learn how to get back into your heart center, do childlike, non-productive, non-helping, just childlike fun things, get back into your heart and feel that energy, use oxygen, and then what you want to do is be in the moment like a child and let that lead you, and you'd be surprised how the same idea, the same life plan is going to unfold, but it will unfold differently and more dimensionally. And I know that this is kind of a real a lot to absorb in just a few minutes, but I've been doing this show for like 9 years, so I can just throw this stuff together real quick. And I'm sorry we're going kind of long on the show, and I'd love to help you more with this. We both do private readings. Our contact info is on the show description, and maybe we can help you understand some of that stuff. But I really appreciate your call. I think other people can glean a lot of insight from that. And I have two more calls to try to grab. No, I got one more
just
to grab.
Just a question. What's that pandan? Is that like a Chinese herb or something?
It's like a green leaf that you actually steam. Like Asians use it to flavor sweets or like flavor rice. I think it is rice derivative. But yeah, the word pandan was coming up to my mind. But you can get it at Asian stores, like Filipino stores. They should have it in the frozen section too. So,
okay, I'll
and it's very
look at
inexpensive.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank Wonderful. You. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Let's see. That was the. Oh, now I got another call in here. We'll see if we can get this. So I have, excuse me, the 845 area code. What can we look at for you today?
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you, lady. I was wondering, please, if you could look into a travel situation for me and my mom, please.
Mom
really wants to go.
I'll let
overseas.
Kimmy take this one.
Oh, okay, we have 1 minute just to let you know, like, just a call, but I don't know if
it'll let us go a little over time, so we'll at least take care of this one. Okay,
beautiful. So I got a card. It says, turn on your heart light. Reflect on a time when you experienced love. So I said it kind of rhythmic. I see two paths, and because I said two paths, it went to three, because you need the confidence. Is it something financial, or is it something that you want to go travel, but not sure it's the right time?
More so financial. I'm having trouble with home repairs. So finances, you know, I'm not sure if I can pull it off.
I think you can. It's just a suggestion. I do feel, guides, let me pull a couple more. Receive and love, with love and appreciation. Gracious acceptance is a way to show love. I see the breath as if you're blowing a kiss. And the time is of the essence of you to enjoy time with your mom. And I think, regardless of the home repair, I think the reason why it's not a very for sure, it's something about cleansing your area too. So I would say with sage, if you want to have a little bit more clarity in your house. But because of the home repair, I would say the vacation will give you a little bit more stimulant to endure that and not count the pennies on it. I'd say invest into yourself, and that goes into also you're a spiritual person or trying to work on your spirituality, I'm asking.
Oh, yes. I've been listening to the Bible as I do exercises, you know, while I work out instead of listening to music. I was excited to see that you had Jesus mentioned on your show notes today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the card, as soon as it said, it said practice compassion, everything, seeing everything from a fresh perspective. I see a light shine through. It's very evident that you practice it. And also, I think it's a message from an angel. Yeah, something flew right in front of my head right now, and cards are flying. Fly on, they're saying. Fly on, and everything works its way out. You know, everything works at the end of the day. It's how we handle the stress and stuff like that. Vacation sounds like a good idea. Let me know where you go.
That's what I'm getting, too. I'm getting, and then the Jesus connection, I was getting that all of the angels, Jesus and all of that, want you to do this. So trust that they will. I agree with everything Kimmy said. Yeah, you got to do all of that, you know, clearing any negativity from yourself or from your surroundings. Because like we talked about, in order to get your heart, your authentic, same thing, to manifest, to happen, we want to clear away any negativity, negative thinking, any chaos so that we're clear in that. And I hope that helps you understand to believe, because, yes, Christ Jesus and all the angels want you to do this. And they're behind you on it. And so, yeah, it's a time to have a good time.
Oh.
I agree with that. Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're probably going to have some surprises along the way, some good surprises to help you along. Okay. Oh, cool.
Oh, thank
good.
You.
Is that everybody? You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well,
both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thanks.
Okay, so that concludes our show, and I'm glad we were able to talk to everybody. And I know we kind of buzzed through them, and like I said, a lot of different things, because I'm going to give you all the stuff I'm picking up, and you might have to listen to the archive and go, now, what did she mean? You know, that's the thing. Ask a question. If you ask a question, the universe will always answer you. If you think you know everything, you're closing the door, just ask, and you'll be surprised that you'll get the guidance and answers that you want and you need and deserve to help you through your life. It's a ongoing, God never gives you more than you can handle, so just say, is this girl, or, ooh, I forgot, it's usually girls that call into the show. you got this. Believe me, you got this, and so I'm going to say aloha, but I'm going to let Kimmy say aloha, and we'll see you next week, and please tune in to our YouTube channel, The Violet Phoenix, and start coming in there for on our YouTube blog. It's a lot of fun. We need to grow our channel, and I'm going to pass it on to Kimmy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just so grateful. Just a little note before, I am picking up someone that's handicapped, a male energy. For grounding purposes, I hear the word FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, and, you know, sometimes the trees are able to take your worries. If you look it up, it's forest bathing. I just want to give a shout out to that with the energy. I see you, feel you, hear you.
imagine it in your mind. And if you're in a busy area, I think you're somewhere in mainland or somewhere in the in England, the word's coming up, don't worry. That grounding in itself, it's just such an important practice to practice. You know, we can't control sometimes what happens in our life, but to enjoy the little things, I think the imagination will come into life, and that's a clue for you. But thank you again, Alana, for having me on the show, too. I look forward to coming on your show.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. And aloha, everybody. Have a great week.
Okay, aloha.